Well, welcome to Christ the Redeemer, and welcome to summer. School's out, hurricane season is upon us, and in case you forgot it was summer, you will be reminded when you walk outside. Welcome to summer. How do you feel about summer? For some of us, summer is a time of slowing down. For some of us, school is ending. For some of us, we can take vacation, and it's time to relax and breathe a little bit. For some of us, it's kind of the opposite. For some of us, the kids are out of school, which means they're at home, which means that life is busier. For some of us, we get to play a little bit during the summer. Some of us, there's a little more time to go fishing. For some of us, there's vacation coming up, and those are good things. But sometimes the play of the summer becomes a lure that gets us into fantasy. Here's what I mean. Sometimes we have vacation in, July. And so we start living in vacation at the end of May. Sometimes the ease of the pace of life during the summer can be a lure to live for a couple months in fantasy about the vacation and to forget about the joys of the reality of life right now. So, how do you feel about summer? One thing that happens to me and that probably happens to most of us every summer is, the pace of life changes, whether it's slower or faster, whether it's busier, whether it's more work or more play, the pace of life changes. And every time, at least in my life, that the pace of life changes, it gives me an opportunity to look at my life from a different perspective. When the pace changes, when the rhythm of life changes, it kind of wakes me up from what I'm used to doing, and helps me to just take a good look at where my life is. Sound familiar? Here's one thing that I found during the summer, looking at life as we go into the summer. I found that my life is messy. I'd be willing to bet that there are ways that yours is too. For some of us, it's the rapid approach of the end of the school year. And there's end of school, and for some of us, there's graduation, and there's dance recitals, and there's this, and there's that. And all of a sudden, one day, I walk back into my house, and I'm like, whew, what happened? And my house is just, messy. For some of us, it's the vacation. And so vacation comes and the pace of life changes. I got to prepare for vacation. I got to pack and I got to unpack and everything. And sometimes I just walk into my house and it's messy. And I don't know about you, but what I do sometimes is, the house is messy. I kind of feel a little off and a little messy. And oh no, somebody's coming over. That happened to me this week. We had a guest in the house, and our house isn't big, but it's big enough. And I'm like, oh my goodness, my bed is not made. I got my bags is all over the floor, and my room is a mess, and I don't want the guests to see all that. So what I do? Turn off the light, close the door. And sometimes, when our life changes pace, and we see external changes. Maybe the house is a little messy or the pace is different, whatever's going on. Sometimes that moves us to look inside. And I got to tell you, when I look inside, maybe you're with me here. Man, most of the time, there are some things there that I don't like what I see. And I realize that it's not just that, my outside is sometimes a little messy or sometimes a lot messy, but that my inside is messy. And that's scary. And so a lot of times what we want to do when we see that our inside is messy, we get a little afraid, we get a little ashamed, or maybe a lot, and we want to do just like what Adam did today. We want to hide. I don't want anybody to see that. Turn off the light, close the door. It's not there. Let's talk about a couple ways that we hide. I want to say something about what hiding looks like, sometimes between husbands and wives, and sometimes what hiding looks like within ourselves. Having a conversation with your wife, your husband. And you know, every time it gets to that depth, every time I got to disengage. I can't go that deep. Maybe it's the conversation with your spouse when it gets to that subject. I can't talk about that. Got to go to something else. We can hide in secrets. We can hide in overworking. We can hide in demanding to be right. Because if I'm right, then I don't have to feel what's wrong. And that one's pretty popular, but here's the most popular one in a marriage, hiding in a marriage. I hide in the kids. And devote myself so much to soccer and swimming and dancing and every other possible thing. And I don't have to face what's messy in your relationship with your spouse. It's easy to hide because there are so many things to hide in. And because it's so hard to face what's going on in here. And we hide with ourselves too. We hide in overactivity. I've always got to be doing something. We hide when we're scared of the quiet. The TV is always on. And if it's not the TV, it's the radio. And if it's not the radio, it's whatever's in my earbuds. Because sometimes, like when I get quiet, I don't like to see what comes up. I don't hear the whispers of my conscience. Or I don't hear just the ways that God is trying to care for me. It's easy to hide in overactivity. It's easy to hide in noise. It's easy in ourselves to hide in a compulsive grasping at social media. Or every time I start to get quiet, I can just go scroll through Instagram or check out Snapchat or browse around on Facebook. What if we didn't have to hide anymore? What if we were less and less compelled to run away? What if God were actually with us in the mess that scares us? Isn't that what we want? Wouldn't that be worth listening for? God, in the reality of my life. Today we start this new series called Life Is, talking about how our lives are messy. Because we want to know how to see God in our day-to-day lives. Not just in the exceptional moments. Not just when we've got everything figured out. Because the secret is we never have everything figured out. And God is coming to us anyway. So let me tell you a story. A story you've heard before is the story of the first reading today at Mass. God created Adam and Eve, and he created them in his own image and in his own likeness out of pure and perfect love. And he placed them in a place that was perfect for them to flourish. Paradise, Eden, the garden. And he gave them to Adam and Eve. God gave a free will that they might love him and love each other. But Adam and Eve, we all know the story. They chose otherwise. God invited them to love. God invited them to trust that he would provide for them. You don't need to know from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You don't need to know that because I am going to provide for you. I want you to trust me and to be with me. God sets boundaries in the relationship because boundaries allow for freedom. Because to be free isn't to do whatever we want, but to be free is to be able to do what makes us happy. And so God gave Adam and Eve everything that they needed to be happy. And Adam and Eve, they were not satisfied with that. So they crossed over the boundaries that God set. And they took from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which they didn't need, which didn't make them happy. And they ate of it. And now they're sin. They see that they're naked. They're ashamed. And they hide. The drama picks up here. Adam and Eve hid themselves. And God shows up. Adam, where are you? He's hiding. He's blaming. It's her fault. He's ashamed. The pattern. And God says, Adam, where are you? But Adam is hiding because Adam thinks that God is ashamed of him. Adam thinks, because Adam is ashamed, that God looks at Adam the same way that Adam looks at Adam. And that's his mistake. That's the problem. St. Augustine said that it is the distinguishing mark of error that whatever anyone finds personally displeasing, he imagines is displeasing to God as well. Sound familiar? Just shove it all in the room. Cut off the light. Close the door. Because I don't want God to see what I am ashamed of. Because for whatever reason, I'm scared of him. And because I'm scared, I'll deflect and I'll blame. It's somebody else's fault. I don't know. No, not me. And I hide in whatever I can find that makes me a little more comfortable. Never wrong. The kids, social media, all the noise. And God says to you and to me, to Adam and to Eve, to us, where are you? And he says that not to know Adam's geography, but to change Adam's way of thinking. Because Adam thinks that God looks at Adam the same way Adam looks at Adam. And God is just reaching out to Adam so that Adam might admit his faults. God is reaching out to Adam because he loves him, because he has mercy, and because God doesn't want Adam to anymore have to hide in his shame. But God wants Adam to see Adam the way that God sees Adam. With mercy and with love and with forgiveness. So God says, where are you? Here I am. Why'd you hide from me, Adam? Because I was ashamed. So Adam admits that he's hiding, and then God can talk to Adam about why he's hiding. God reached out to Adam to prove to Adam that Adam doesn't have to hide. Adam thinks that God looks at Adam the way that Adam looks at Adam, but God reaches out so that God can tell Adam the truth of who God is and the truth of who Adam is. That's Adam's story. That's Eve's story. that your story and my story. God reaches out to show us who we are and to show us who He is. So what can you do this week? What can I do this week? What if we ask with the Lord, why do I hide? What if we got more specific and we asked, how do I think God sees me in my mess? Because God wants to show Adam and Eve and you and me that He does not see us the way we see us. Your life is what it is. Life is messy, and life is always going to be messy in one way or in another. But today, we have a choice. This week, we have a choice. Will we continue to spend the rest of our lives hiding from God in our shame? Will we continue to spend the rest of our lives thinking that God looks at me the same way that I look at me in my shame, in my mess? Or will we let God speak to us in the mess? Or will we let the God who created us in perfect love, who reaches out to us and who longs to be with us, love us in the midst of a messy heart and a messy life and a messy world? What do you want? What will make you happy? Where do you want to be the next time the mess comes up? Father, we give you permission to come to us in all of the places where we are ashamed. Father, we give you permission to reach out to us even when we hide from you. Father, we ask you, we beg you to come into those places where there is mess and there is shame and there is hardship. Father, we beg you to work your miracles in our lives. Father, we don't want to hide anymore, but we want to be free. And we beg you to come to us and to give us your freedom. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.